Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, I thank you tonight, Lord God, for another opportunity, God, to sit before your people to tell them what thus says the Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for that woman that say what she needs to say and do what she needs to do, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to be by her side via the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Thank you for covering her. Thank you for keeping her, God. Thank you, God, for using me, God, to speak to her with everything that's going on in the country right now. I could be talking about something else, God, but you saw fit for me to reach for her tonight, Lord God, because you love her. Somebody, if this message resonates with you, it's because God is reaching for you. God is tired of what's going on with you, and he's reaching for you. I pray that you receive this word, whether you're listening live or to the replay later. He's reaching for you. Listen to this message, passing on to somebody else, and go and do what you need to do. Thank you, Lord, for using me tonight for your glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Well, everybody, this is Prolific Fire, and I am your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing unto you. And for those of you that like the music, the songs that played tonight were Pieces and Oxygen. And both songs are by Stephanie Gretzinger. Let's get right into it for tonight. The foundational text is Psalms 55, verse 21. That's Psalms 55 and 21 from the NIV. His talk is smooth as butter, yet war is in his heart. His words are more soothing than oil, yet they are drawn sword. His talk is smooth as butter, yet war is in his heart. His words are more soothing than oil, yet they are drawn sword. He presented himself as a friend. He was just friendly enough, family members wouldn't take time enough to do. He presented himself just right as a loving comforter. Oh, he was so loving. He presented himself just right as a loving comforter, someone you could open up to. But it was all an act. To gain access to your emotional state. It was all an act to gain access to you emotionally. Something to give him leverage over you when the time comes. But you were unaware of it all. Post the word, know you were booed up in a relationship with bait. You defended him. Somebody, you defended him to anybody you thought had something negative to say. You defended him to anybody you thought had something negative to say. It's not that we didn't like it, but that we didn't like him for you. You see, his act wasn't masked well enough. To fool those of us who really know you. We could see that somehow a serpent had invaded your guard, and you, beautiful Eve, beautiful as you are, had given him permission. And you, beautiful Eve, as beautiful as you are, you had given him permission. He was for you something different, at least. That's how it seemed, only to be more of the same, but worse. Because this fool, this babe right here, he had some disturbing psychological issues. Issues you tried to cover up for the sake of love. Sad, but it was issues that you tried to cover up for the sake of love. But in the words of Tina Turner, what's love got to do with it? Now, I know the Bible says it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. I know the Bible says it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. Proverbs 25:2 NIV. Believe me, this is not, hear me, this is not at all the meaning of that scripture. I say to you, beautiful Eve, you're being naive. I say to you again, beautiful Eve, you're being naive. If you think God would want you to continue to conceal, to continue to cover up a matter such as this, you're being naive if you think God would want you to continue to conceal, to continue to cover up a matter such as this. Somebody hear me, and hear me well. God gets no glory out of you being abused. God gets no glory out of you being abused. He gets no glory out of you being mistreated. This one was God sent. Oh, yes, you thought this one was God sent. Somebody, you thought you had found Mr. Right, only to be rudely awakened to the truth. You thought you had found Mr. Right, only to be rudely awakened to the truth. Exposing domestic violence for what it is, tonight's message. Again, exposing domestic violence for what it is, tonight's message. And what it is, it's a coward's way out. Yeah, I said it. And what it is, it's a coward's way out. A real man would never even think, let alone do it. He would even think to hit a woman. You see, that's what I admire about Boaz in Scripture. You see, that's what I admire about Boaz in Scripture. He told the men working for him, do not lay a hand on her. He told them not to lay a hand on Ruth. He used his authority to protect her, not to abuse her or manipulate her. A real man will use his authority to protect you, not abuse you or manipulate you. That's what a real man does. Watch the field where the men are harvesting and follow along after the women. I have told the men not to lay a hand on you. That's Ruth 2:9 NIV. Again, that's Ruth 2:9 NIV. Beloved, a real Boaz, a real babe, will not lay his hands on you. And with threat, he will be bold enough, bad enough to threaten anybody he deems as a physical threat to your physical body. And he will be big enough, bad enough to threaten anybody that he thinks is a potential threat to your physical body. Not only will he not lay his hands on you, he will stop anybody else from doing the same. But this faith, this confidant, this so-called friend, this serpent to whom you gave access, he put his hands on you. He actually had the nerve to put his hands on you in the most violent, hurtful manner. Care, let's be honest, he didn't care if you lived or died. As a matter of fact, he was out to kill you. He didn't care if you lived or died. And you don't want to press charges against him, so he could be picked up by the authority. Girl, whoever I'm talking to, well, I guess I'm here to pick you up. Since you don't want him to be picked up by the authority, well, I guess I'm here to pick you up using the authority God has given me. Females tuning in, you need to be arrested in the spirit. You need to be, and that's what I'm here for, because you need to be arrested in the spirit and made to realize that what he did to you deserves punishment. You need to be made to realize that what he did to you deserves punishment. You are not punishing him. He put himself in this position the moment he violated you. Beautiful Eve. I understand what the text is, the foundational text for tonight. I understand that his talk is smooth like butter, and his words are soothing, more soothing than oil, just like tonight's foundational text drawn in. You got to take it in by his charm. He said all the right things. Believe me, a serpent disguised as a man, they know how to say all the right things. He said all the right things, all the things you wanted to hear, and an even bigger part of you needed to hear. He approached you as a friend. He was just friendly enough to get you to trust him, begin to care about him. Then another side of this almost perfect person surfaced, humiliated you, and then acted as though he was innocent. But he was far from innocent. He was no friend. Get this in your head. He was no friend, no boyfriend. And if it was an ex-spouse that did it to you, or a spouse, he was never a husband. He was a servant, like back in the days of Genesis. He was a serpent, like back in the days of Genesis. You see, in Genesis 3, the serpent approached Eve friendly like, because at that time, snakes didn't slither on the ground like they do now. Because at that time, snakes didn't slither on the ground like they do now. But in those days, the serpent actually walked upright, just like man. So here Eve was being wooed, just like some of you, she was being wooed, charmed by a serpent who acted somewhat like a man. And that's your case. He acted somewhat like a man. I'm not going to call him a real man, because a real man doesn't behave the way he behaves, certainly doesn't do the things that he's done. So I'm just going to say he acted somewhat like a man. Wooed you, charmed you, like Eve got wooed, charmed into doing something she wasn't supposed to do. Eve got wooed, charmed into doing something she wasn't supposed to do, all because it felt right. Many of you, you can relate to that. You did something in this relationship just because, or a so-called relationship, just because it felt right in that moment. And Eve, in Eve's case, her thinking was off. Twisted by the serpent on purpose, she ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil because its food looked good. How you also got in this situation, because he looked good, because the situation felt good. Based on those two things, you thought it was good, but it was not. The same with you, as I said. You partook of the bull he fed you because in the moment it felt good. And the fruit of this so-called relationship was looking good to you. You never, 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 never expected to be in a fight for your life from the very hands of the man swore he loved you. Let me share something with you that I learned a long time ago. A person can make their mouth say whatever they want. That does not mean the words are true, but they can make themselves say whatever they want. And he swore to you that he loved you. He made his mouth say, I love you. But his heart was far from it. Beloved, it's a dangerous thing when what's toxic looks good to you. It's a dangerous thing when what's toxic looks good to you and you partake of it willingly. Anyways, when I Googled it, there were two definitions for the serpent given. When I Googled it, there were two definitions for the number one, being a large snake. The other definition, number two, a serpent also is a sly or treacherous person, especially one who exploits a position of trust in order to betray it. I'm going to read two again. A serpent also is a sly or treacherous person, especially one who exploits a position of trust in order to betray it. There you had it, and there you had it. Somebody, let the dictionary minister the truth to you. Let the dictionary minister the truth to you. Sometimes all it takes is a dictionary with the right definition. Sometimes all it Google moment to testify the truth, to minister the truth. He was not and is not the love of your life. Hear me? He was not. I don't mean to be harsh. I'm just here to tell you the truth, to get you to open your eyes so that you can take care of you, beloved, so that you can take care of you, beautiful Eve. This is what this really is about. He was not and is not the love of your life. He was not and is not the love of your life. You have nothing to feel guilty about. He is a fly, betrayed you. You did betray him. He betrayed you. He betrayed you when he put his hands on you, hit you, punched you, dragged you by your hair, and humiliated you. The Bible declares, oh yes, I'm going to go Bible. The Bible declares a woman's hair is her glory. The Bible says a woman's hair is her glory. 1 Corinthians 1. Devil don't want me to give you this scripture, but he's a lie. 1 Corinthians 11 and 15. King James Version this. 1 Corinthians 11 and 15 from the King James Version. So when he grabbed you by your hair, let me tell you what he did, what he really activated in motion. When he grabbed you by your hair, he touched your glory. He touched your glory. And nobody touches God's glory. Your glory, if you're saved and submitted to God, your glory is God's glory. And nobody touches God's glory. The scripture says, I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not yield my glory to another or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into, I announce them to you. Isaiah 42:8-9, NIV. So God is not yielding anything to the person that hurt you. So God is not yielding anything to the person that hurt you, that violated you. So why are you giving the devil room? Why are you giving the devil room to continue? Help me understand. The Bible talks about not giving the devil room. And if this serpent, this so-called babe, this so-called boyfriend, this husband, so-called, or whoever, male figure was that did what he did to you, why are you allowing that devil room to continue? Whether y'all stay together or not, he do it to you or somebody else, the cycle will continue. But you are the one that can break it. You are the breaking point for the whole situation. I hate that it had to come down to you, but it is what it is. And you are the breaking point for the whole situation. It means that you are the breakthrough, not just for yourself, but for any other woman that might be in danger from this particular person. God wants you to get over what has taken place. God wants you to get over what has taken place and not get stuck there. He doesn't want you to be stuck there. You see, God has a whole future plan for you, and he doesn't want you to get stuck there. He wants you to press charges. Hold that person accountable for their actions. Hold that person accountable for their actions. In return, I declare, as it says in Scripture, God will do something new in your life. As it's in Scripture, I declare that after you get over what has taken place, because you will get over it in the name of Jesus, after you get to the point where you're not stuck, but you're moving forward, you're making a little progress, just a little, that's all that's required. I declare, as it is in Scripture, that God will do something new in your life, but he needs the room to do it. So you need to move past all this stuff right here. Don't let that serpent hold you back. Don't let that so-called ex-boyfriend hold you back. But first comes healing. Healing starts with you pressing charges. Oh yes. That's just not a physical act, but it's an emotional. Can't get out of your system. How about that? Healing starts with you pressing charges and let the system take care of what you can't get out of your system. But I still decree and declare over your life that it will not always be like that. He will get out of your system. You will not always feel like you love him. He will get out of your system. He will get out of your system. I bind him from being in you, from being a part of you, from making you feel like you're a traitor because of the charges that you're going to press. And you're going to do it. I speak it over your life that you will not rest. It's going to happen again and again and again. And, beloved, I don't want that. I don't want to read about you in the paper. I don't want to read about you on social media. Talk about how tragic it is. Let's hashtag this person's name. No, I came to save your life and to save it tonight. You shall not die but live. Somebody, you shall not die but live. He will get out of your system because he's toxic. And God did not design you for toxic people. He will get out of your system because he can't handle it. This too shall pass. I'm here to tell you, beautiful Eve, this too shall pass, but you must press charges. If you can't do it for yourself, do it for those of us who love you. Because right now, somebody in your family, somebody in your house, in your family is seriously, I mean it, seriously considering vigilante justice. That's just not a physical act, but it's an emotional, mental act of clarity and healing. Healing starts with you pressing charges and let the system take care of what you can't get out of your system. How about that? Healing starts with you pressing charges and let the system take care of what you can't get out of your system. But I still decree and declare over your life that it will not always be like that. He will get out of your system. You will not always feel like you love him. He will get out of your system. He will get out of your system. I bind him from being in you, from being a part of you, and you're going to do it. I speak it over your life that you will not rest until you do what's right for you. Because if you let this slide, it's going to happen again and again and again. And, beloved, I don't want that. I don't want to read about you in the paper. I don't want to read about you. You shall not die, but live. Somebody, you shall not die, but live. He will get out of your system because he's toxic. And God did not design you for toxic people. He will get out of your system because he's a toxic person. And God did not design you for toxic people. Your system simply can't handle it. This too shall pass. I'm here to tell you, beautiful Eve, this too shall pass. But you must press charges. If you can't do it for yourself, do it for those who love you. Because right now, somebody in your family, somebody in your house, in your family is seriously, I mean they're serious, seriously considering vigilante justice, meaning they're thinking of going after they, going after the person that hurt you, and taking the law into their own hands. They're thinking about going after the person that hurt you and taking the law into their own hands, making him pay for what he done to you. So to save your loved one the trouble and from them getting in trouble, press charges. Your loved one the trouble and to save them from getting in trouble, press charges. There's a story in the Bible, in the Old Testament days, of a woman whose own half-brother, Amnon, violated her, sexually abused her. Of course, she begged him not to, but he did. He violated her, abused her, raped her, and there was no kind of justice given. And what happened to her? There was no justice given for what he done to her, what happened to her. King David, this is a one-time in scripture, I really got upset with David. King David was her father, and he did nothing. He got angry, but after the anger, he did nothing. King David was her father, and he did nothing when he found out what had happened to his daughter. King David was her father, and he did nothing after he found out what happened to his daughter at the hands of his son. Oh, but Tamar had another brother, an older brother named Absalom. When he found out what had happened to his sister, at first it appeared that he wasn't going to do anything. As a matter of fact, he told her to let it go, don't say nothing. But then, 2 years later, somebody said, but then 2 years later, because sometimes when a person really loves you, when you done got past the situation, it's still festering with them. It's still in their system. So if you can't press charges for you, you need to do it for that person. You need to do it for the Absalom in your life because they're ready to make justice happen. But tonight I need you to do it the legal way. Please do it the legal way. Don't make your family come together and do what they need to do because some of y'all got that kind of family. They'll come together. When it's something like this, they'll come together and do what they need to do. But as I said, but then, it looked like he wasn't going to do nothing at first. But then, 2 years later, he took matters into his own hands and he murdered Abner. He got vigilante justice for his sister. He got vigilante justice for his sister. 2 Samuel 13, NIV. Somebody ask yourself, is that really what you want for your loved one? Is that really what you want for your loved one? Especially, is that really what you want for yourself? Because the Bible says, after all this happened to her, Tamar remained desolate in her brother's house. the justice was done, but it didn't do much good because she remained desolate in her brother's house. That's the NIV translation of 2 Samuel 13 and 20. Press charges, it will do all the good because he will be alive to face what he has done. But killing him, no, it won't do much good. That's not the answer. And somebody, that's exactly what you think about, but that's not the answer. The 2 Samuel 13 and 20, she remained desolate in her brother's house. When a person feels desolate, they feel deserted, lonely, hopeless, and sad. In other words, she was depressed and not at all herself. She was depressed and not at all herself. The Message Bible says she was bitter and desolate. Came on through. It came on through, y'all, and broke it all the way down by saying, Tamar's brother Absalom said to her, how could Amnon have done such a terrible thing to you? How could Amnon have done such a terrible thing to you? But since he's your brother, don't tell anyone what happened. Just try not to think about it. Just try not to think about it. Tamar soon moved into Absalom's house, but she was always sad and lonely. But she was always sad and lonely. Again, in 2 Samuel 13, verse 20, from the CEV. But love, don't let what was done to you turn you into a person you're not. But love, don't let what was done to you turn you into a person you're not. Don't let it make you bitter and desolate. Don't let it make you bitter and desolate, displaying all the symptoms of depression. I know loved ones mean well. They mean well. I know your loved ones mean well, some of them. And they will tell you to try not to think about it. But how can you not think about it? But come on, how can you not think about it? This was done to you. This was done to you. Family or no family. Man or no man. The one person that you will always have other than God, the one person you always have other than God is yourself. Therefore, beloved, you got to get to a healthy place. A healthy place in your body, a healthy place in your spirit, a healthy place in your mind. Because at the end of the day, you need you. You need you. You need to fight for you. Press the charges to fight for you and make him hold himself accountable for what he has done, because he's not going to get any better until he can face, hold himself accountable for the wrong that he committed. We don't want to hear the excuses. Time out for the excuses on his part and your part too. I'm coming real tonight. It's time for you to do what you need to do. You're too beautiful. You're too smart. You got too much going for you. You got too much future ahead of you to be settling for some stuff like this. So I say again, beloved, how can you not think about it? This was done to you by someone you thought loved you. So now you're afraid. Afraid of him. Afraid of yourself. Afraid of the choices you make. Because in spite of everything, you still love him. Or at least you think you do. So now you're afraid. Afraid of him. Afraid of yourself. Afraid of the choices you make. Because in spite of everything, you still love him. And you know if he gets the chance to sweet talk you, put some of that smooth talk on you, like tonight's text mentioned, you will eventually go back. Sad as it is, statistics show that most domestic violence cases always eventually go back. But I decree and declare over your life that this will not be the case. Not this time. No more going back. No more even thinking about going back to the same dysfunctional cycle. No, no, no. Somebody, you know that if you're ever going to break free, Now is your time to do it. You know if you're ever going to break free, and I declare that this is your breakthrough moment, that if you're ever going to break free, now is the time to do it. Remember this. Goliath was only feared because of his size and his reputation as a giant. You know I like to make you think I'm believing by you, so think with me. Goliath was only feared because of his size and his reputation as a giant. But nobody actually saw him win, not one fight. But everybody saw him lose to David. But everybody saw him lose to David. The rest was just an illusion. If you didn't see it for yourself, it was just an illusion. But you are David. Hear me, I know you're female, but you are David. Meaning, you can defeat this giant in your life. You can defeat this giant in your life. If you could just get up enough nerve to press charges. Press charges. Let me pray for you. Father God, give the woman I'm talking to peace after everything she's been through. Give her a peace that surpasses all understanding as she weeps. Savor her mind as she trembles in fear in the late hours of the night. Heal her wounds according to Jeremiah 30:17. And open her mouth to speak. Speak up for herself as a woman. Make her bold. In Jesus' name, amen. This concludes tonight's message. The woman that I'm talking to, I pray that you do what you need to do. I'm here for you, sis. If you need prayer, a Bible-based consultation, or you just want to talk about what you're going through, sometimes you just need to get it out. And other times, you need to press charges. So don't forget that, too. Somebody need prayer and Bible-based consultation, whether about this situation or something else, you can always call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or email propertystacy@prolificfire.com. That's propertystacy@prolificfire.com. However, if you're on the phone lines right now via Block Talk Radio and you have a specific prayer need other than what has already been addressed and brought forth on tonight, because you should have received that by faith. But if your prayer request is something different, press 1 on your phone. That's right. Press 1 on your phone, and I will be right with you after these last few announcements. If you need this ministry's PayPal info or Cash App info, go to paypal.me/prolificfire. If you need this ministry's PayPal info or Cash App info, you can access the PayPal by going to paypal.me/prolificfire or the Cash App. It's $1 in prolificfire. The P in prolific is capital. The F in fire is capital, written all together. Prolific Fire. As usual, you can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Property Stacy. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. And be sure to check out prolificfire.com. Be sure to check out prolificfire.com. Many of the things I named tonight can be done right there on the website, plus a whole lot more. So check it out. Then join us on Faith on the Line with Prophetess Page. It's a time of prayer and encouragement. Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. That's Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, by calling the same number that many of you called tonight, 347-426-3782. So if you don't get your prayer request in tonight or you don't reach out to me on Friday, this is your next opportunity. Your prayer request will be taken then, too, so call in. Then join me back here on Prolific Fire, same nighttime and place, when the message will be sick and tired of this fear. It's a message that most of us can relate to, think all of us can relate to, given this day and time, especially right now in the culture, in the world. Sick and tired of this fear. To God be the glory. I'm coming to the phone line.